Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today I'm going to offer some tips for our horse owners and name my Weed of the Week, along with reminding everyone that 4-H enrollment is now open for youth 7 to 18 years old. Sign your youngster up now for the new year. There is a project out there for everyone in 4-H. But first, with grasshoppers being abundant in many areas of the state, they can become a big problem. It is well understood that weather patterns have been a significant impact on grasshopper population from year to year. Warm, dry weather increases the survival of nymphs and adult grasshoppers, leading to increased egg production during the growing season, while cool, wet weather promotes fungal pathogens that reduce egg and nymph survival. The abundance of grasshoppers being observed now is likely due to the weather patterns of the last couple of years. Another factor influencing grasshopper population is the abundance of food, especially the broadleaf weeds. A high diet of these forbs leads to a greater survival, faster growth, larger adult grasshoppers, and increased egg production. Despite many areas still being impacted by some level of drought, sporadic rainfall over the growing season has helped weeds persist in many areas of our county and state, which has likely caused a noticeable amount of grasshoppers currently being observed. As these weedy sources of foods are exalted or controlled, grasshoppers may shift their grazing over to anything that's still growing in the landscape. In areas with greater grasshopper pressure, newly planted alfalfa and wheat could be at risk, along with homeowners' yards and gardens. Be on the lookout for these unwanted pests. For my weekly Weed of the Week, musk thistle is one of the 12 noxious weeds in Kansas, infesting over 420,000 acres. It has been reported in nearly every county in Kansas and is found primarily in pastures, rangeland, hay meadows, alfalfa, fallow ground, roadsides, and waste areas. Under the new noxious weed law, March 20 of 22, musk thistle is considered a Category C weed, which means it is well established within our state and has an extensive population. Musk thistle is primarily a biennial or winter annual species. Biennials take two growing seasons to complete their life cycle. Fall is an excellent time to spray musk thistle as we are going into the rosette growth stage. These spraying windows in the fall probably exist until the ground is frozen, where plants are susceptible to herbicide as long as green tissue exists. So if we need to treat musk thistle this fall, select the proper herbicide for the job and select a warm, sunny day to get the spray on. In my farmer's market news, I would like to thank everyone for supporting our local McPherson County Farmer's Market throughout the summer. Last Saturday's market was the last of the year. The market had a great year with new vendors, a lot of community support, and we are already making plans for next year's market. With that said, this Saturday, the Extension Master Gardeners will be in the parking lot in front of the Extension office located at 600 West Woodside here in McPherson, selling produce from their garden. They will have tomatoes, okra, peppers, winter squash, and lots of sweet potatoes. Stop by this Saturday morning from 8 till noon. They will be in the Extension parking lot while the Kansas Fur Harvesters Convention will be set up all around the McPherson County 4-H Fairgrounds here in McPherson. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.